Listening Library presents The Water Mirror by Kai Meyer. Read for you by Toby Longworth. Chapter 1. Mermaids. The gondola carrying the two girls emerged from one of the side canals. It had to wait for the racing boats on the Canal Grande to pass, and even minutes later, there were still so many punts and steamers milling about in confusion that the gondolier thought it better to wait.
"We can go on soon," he called out to the girls, keeping both hands firmly clasped around his oar. "Not in any hurry, are you?"
"No," said Merle, the elder of the two, although the fact was she felt more excited than ever in her life before. For days, no one in Venice had talked of anything but the regatta on the Canal Grande. Never before, the organizers announced, had the racing boats been drawn by so many mermaids at once. Some folks slightingly referred to the mermaids as fishwives, only one of the many demeaning names given to them, particularly after it had been claimed that they were in league with the Egyptians. Not that anyone seriously believed such nonsense. After all, the Pharaoh's armies themselves had driven countless mermaids out of the Mediterranean. Today's regatta had 10 boats on the starting line at the southern end of the Canal Grande, level with the Casa Stracchini, and each boat was drawn by 10 mermaids. 10 mermaids. It was unheard of. It broke all records. La Serenissima, the most serene, as the Venetians like to call their city, had never seen anything like it. The mermaids swam in fan-shaped formations, harnessed to the boats with long ropes that resisted even their needle-sharp teeth. Where there were footpaths, people had gathered on both banks of the canal, and of course all the balconies and palazzo windows were full of spectators come to see the show. But Merle's excitement...